this, I think in the interest of time, and we want to have maximum time to hear our distinguished speaker, that we will ask His Holiness to speak at this time, and if you can just keep the noise level down and the lower level as possible. We've got a pretty good PA system here. I think we can come over the top of most of it. But it gives me a great pleasure once again to introduce our distinguished guest, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. I think almost everyone was present at the informal session in the lounge area, so it is not necessary to take further time. His Holiness speaks very good English, but he also at some point will want to have his interpreter with him, and this is understandable. And I simply want to say once again, on behalf of all of us present, on behalf of the host today, Church World Service, what a great privilege it is to have this distinguished spiritual leader of his nation present in our midst after so many years of hoping that he would be able to come. As I said earlier, there are living outside of Tibet proper over 100,000 Tibetans. They are scattered across many countries in Western Europe, here in the United States and Canada, even as far away as Australia and New Zealand. And to all of these 100,000 people, the symbol of their faith and their spiritual leader is His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. He is also an important person in the life of the community of Mongolia, who look to him for spiritual direction. So, Your Holiness, once again, sir, we welcome you heartily. We look forward to hearing from you now. You're among friends, and we want to say welcome to the Interchurch Center. Shall we join in? Thank you very much.
To Dr. Haynes and all of our friends here, I wish to express my great happiness and deep gratitude for this opportunity to speak to you.
Now I will try to English. I also would like to take this opportunity to say thanks this organization and also the various Christian the organizations who help Tibetan refugees. Now when we passing through the most difficult period, now Christian friends all over the world very much show sympathy to us, and also not only sympathy but material helps we receive lot. I take this opportunity to thank all the organization, and through various organizations, through the individual who are donated.
Right.
This is one thing. Now? Now, I don't know. Courage. So that courage should be in there. How to say? Now, as I mentioned before, and also, yes, I mean, this morning, and also other occasion,
there is an I which all of us conceive innately in dependence upon our mind and body. This is a natural or innate conception of I. And on the basis of the thought of this I, we come to want happiness and not want suffering. And this innate sense of wanting happiness and not wanting suffering is correct.
딴거생일뒤판에 딱 생일 뒤판에 애니만도 대화 두야기 딱 내주시기 하래. 생일 뒤판에 대화 용야기 터다요.
And on the basis of this kind of thought, we are seeking for happiness, and we have the right to strive for happiness. This is a natural right. This right for the achievement of happiness is justified or has its reason only in the fact that we naturally and correctly want happiness and do not want suffering. Just as one person has this feeling, this want of happiness, so everyone else has this right and want for happiness.
That same feeling, want happiness, do not want suffering, that major feeling is for everybody's same. On that basis, everybody has the right to obtain happiness and
remove suffering.
Now here question is, which I, when say I, just single one, the others, no limit, infinite life. Now the condition is more or less same. Now the question is, which is more important? Then I mean the things are exactly same. Now only difference is number. I, one single. Other limitless. Now naturally, if you look now this viewpoint, then other is much more important for one single I. So now, if we use the other, the numberless or limitless being, because that rang chedo shen tane ba jo ga yin na ga tan shen tane le chedo rang ga ni ta to ja sha na.
So since I want happiness and don't want suffering, and everyone else, that means these others who are limitless in number, equally want happiness and do not want suffering, there is a great difference in number between I, who am one, and everyone else who is so many. If I used everyone else for my happiness, well, we should make a differentiation between using everyone else for my happiness or using my oneself for everyone else's happiness. If we consider this matter with an unbiased mind, in a democratic way, indeed democracy is very good, indeed the majority is far more important than the single person. So we should engage in an imagination, imagining our own selfish self to be on one side and all the infinite number of beings to be on the other side, and a third unbiased person to be in the middle, which is yourself.
You imagine as something like third person. Then look, whether you join this single selfish being or the infinite majority being there, keeping, and naturally, you feel more closer to the majority. Naturally, you feel this is more important. So from that basis, that really can
So that is one means of looking into this matter. That is one way of developing a different attitude toward others.
Now, secondly, now our man, the very nature of human society, it is impossible to remain one single person without any companion. Impossible. Our very nature of society is interdependent, heavily dependent on each other. Under such conditions or circumstances, why we remain as a friend, as a
Since the case is that we must live together, why is it that we would not have a good attitude, a good mind? Why is it that we show hatred and so forth to each other, making trouble?
Now you see, under such circumstances, if we develop compassion, love for others, respect for others, some sort of realization, the importance of others, then with that feeling, the ultimately you yourself feel much more happy and much more satisfaction. And also with that motivation, it creates some real peace and sweet atmosphere. Now, for example, here in this room, if someone becomes very angry and shout, then immediately this atmosphere becomes tense. If everybody feels and showing and warm feeling to each other, respect each other, then atmosphere naturally becomes really peace and harmony, peaceful. So now you see things, the external or the whole environment, whole atmosphere depends on inside our own mind attitude. If inside your motivation or your attitude is something wrong, something rude, something
rough.
Then despite these external facilities, these things become immediately secondary. Outside facility.
If in your thought discomfort is produced, if you become disturbed in mind, these external things won't help at all.
Now, on the opposite, on the contrary, other hand, if you inside you feel calm, peace, love, real, warm heart, warm feeling, warm heart, despite the external difficulties or certain problems, you can face it. You can accept easily. Now this, in other hand, when you face certain problem which cannot avoid, during that period, if you try to solve this problem with anger, it is very doubtful whether that problem can solve or not. Even you can succeed one stage, one problem, because since you try to solve that problem with a very strong hatred or anger, so ultimately it may create another problem. So the other side, when we face the problem with compassion, with good motivation, with sincere, then it is much more easier to solve the immediate problem, though sometimes may take longer, Kasore, take longer time. You see, with anger, the all actions speed. You see, the compassion, with compassion thoughts, action will take some time, but ultimately it can solve in better way, and there is no danger, Kasore. Problem to solve everything. Another problem pending more chance.
And there's far less chance of creating another problem through the temporary solution to the present problem.
So therefore, now the word love, compassion, is something very, Kasore, very important to our daily life. Not in book, not in just a prayer, but in our daily life, we must into practice prayer. Put into practice these things. I myself, also practice these things. And through my own experience, you can feel the benefit of this sort of attitude, so long we remain in the human society. So this is my expression or my explanation there. About karuna or about compassion. So now, as I mentioned before, among Christian followers, they implement this love for others, and with that motivation, and very much involved in the service of mankind, in the education field as well as in the health field and many fields. Now in recent, the Burmese refugee, the thousands of refugees coming there. Just while we are eating, he mentioned about how much the organization, Kasore, had been involved in these refugees. It's something really marvelous. It's really, truly as a service of mankind. When I first heard the Vietnamese, refugee coming, Vietnamese or Cambodian or Laotians coming, some people say, because of some connection with political reason, hesitate to take. When I heard these things, this is very sad. Now there is one Indian saying,
if a poisonous arrow hits,
there is no time to inquire where comes, who hit. The first must take out. Same case of people suffering and daily suffering, nearly dying. At that time, it is important to feel human being rather than refugee from this country or this country or that country, whether this country is our enemy or friend. You should not think that way. We must think that these are human beings. They do not want suffering. They have equally they have right to happiness. So you see, when such things happen, really we feel very bad. What we are lacking? We are quite intelligent. We are quite powerful of Kasore, strong enough to explore whole globe. Enough power to make Kasa.
To destroy the whole world.
But we are lacking the real kindness or the love or respect. So now this sort of work which you have done is something really marvelous. I feel, though I'm not involved in these things, I cannot do except when few thousand Vietnamese refugees come to Switzerland. In Switzerland, about 1,300 Tibetan refugees settled there. So we are something like elder refugee. So when the new refugee, younger refugee came, they and from our community, from Tibetan elder refugee community, they want very much to offer something for new refugee. So that sort of thing, we cannot do much. But I'm Kasore, very much Chesira.
I very much admire this.
Admire for your work. So at last, I pray all these good work and Kasore, good service for mankind will success, I will pray. Thank you very much.
To put into action the understanding that you have given us of love and compassion, and we do thank you for your presence with us.
We have some dessert. I see they've saved the best for the last. His Holiness had a chance to sample some American parfait. We will be adjourned, but if you can stop.
Houston, Vietnamese Pagoda, September 18th, 1979.